Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Chris Barsby. Morning, Chris.
Sean, good morning to you and good morning, everyone. Harness Racing in New South Wales heading to Bathurst later today. First race getting underway at 4:47. Fine Skies, Fast Track. Michael Dummerzy is calling all of the action. He's marked two good things tonight, Sean. He's coming up with a Bernie Hewitt double to race 5, number 1, Mackerel. And race 7, he's marked number 3, Tromso, as his other good bet. So race 5, number 1, and race 7, number 3. So Fine and Fast, the conditions. Repeating, the first race getting underway at 4:47. Very shortly, we'll be joined by Robbie Morris, hopefully, because Robbie is making his way to Brisbane, because tonight he'll be driving at Redcliffe. We've got heats of the Garrard's Redcliffe Yearling Sales 2-year-old series. That Group 1 $100,000 final is scheduled for Saturday week, and he's got a key drive in the second heat, a horse by the name of Taken the Gold. So very shortly, we'll be joined by Robbie Morris. Just going back to yesterday at Menangle, a great day of racing. We had further heats of the Breeders' Challenge. Really looking forward to this big day coming up at the end of the month. Max Delight was brilliant. He is a serious colt, this guy. There's no question about it. Dual Derby winner, 51.8 first up yesterday. So he was super impressive. The Texas Ranger, he was sharp, 52.1. No win, no feed. And Our Road to Mecca, they were the two fillies winner yesterday. So looking forward to that series coming up in the next couple of weeks. But let's focus on Redcliffe tonight. And Robbie Morris is about to join us, Sean. So really looking forward to this chat. So he's online with us. Robbie, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Obviously, this colt by Mr. Feelgood deliberately set for this series.
Yeah, he was. He was actually passed into the sales, and Sean Valentine, his wife, Margie, finally gave him to us to train. And we've had everything sort of set up for this series, and so far it's all working nice.
Has he arrived well?
Yeah, he's arrived really well here. He arrived. He travelled Sunday night, arrived Monday morning. He's settled in really well.
Okay, the obvious question with a 2-year-old going to Redcliffe, peculiar shaped track, will he handle it?
Yeah, look, he early on when he was still a colt, he actually put a few steps in, but since he's been gelded and he's had a spell, this preparation, he's been absolutely fantastic. So I think he'll handle it. He's run a goal when he come out of the gate good.
Okay. What about the draw? Second row draw. First look at Redcliffe. Any fears?
No, look, these 2-year-old races, you've always got to be careful, and you can't win if you're galloping out the back. So, look, the main thing is to get him around the first turn and make sure he gets through without running into any traffic. And we'll just see play the game as it unfolds in front of us. He's pretty versatile. He's good with his feet. He can do a little bit of work if he has to. So we'll just sort of get around the first turn, make sure we lob somewhere handy and nice and safe, and just hope the race sort of runs to suit us.
It looks like you've struck the easiest of the two heats.
Yeah, look, on paper it does look that way, but I'm pretty sure there'll be a few people in that race that will think their horses will run really good races, and you've got a couple of Dixons on the second row that obviously go good, and there's a few on the front row that have got handy enough form. So, yeah, look, I don't think anything's easy. We're all out there to try and qualify and to try and win. So, I don't think any race is easy. We'll just have to hope for a bit of luck.
Can punters take the tip? The fact that you're making the trip up, is that a good sign?
Yeah, definitely. I probably wouldn't be going if I didn't like the horse. Yeah, really nice horse going forward. I've had a lot of time for him to go. I really want to get up there and drive him. It's actually quite a busy time down here with Breeders' Challenge and that, but it's fell on a Wednesday, which I could sort of work around. So, no, I'm really looking forward to getting up there and driving him.
All right, we'll take the tip. Race 6, number 8, Taking the Gold. Robbie, appreciate the time. We'll see you later tonight.
No, don't worry. Have a good day. Thank you.
There's Robbie Morris joining us. So that's race 6, number 8, Taking the Gold. He certainly looks like he's got a really good chance, a pleasing debut at Goulburn, and he's been back to the trials since, and he finds himself in a very winnable heat. Just going back to some news items, Sean, before we wrap it up today, Zeus Bromac, who was placed in the big final at New Zealand on Jules Day, he's been sold, but he's going to stay with his trainer, Zach Butcher, until the Breeders' Crown. Thereafter, he will feature in a stable switch, and he will join the leading stables of Paul Fitzpatrick. He's a very smart colt, two-year-old by Better's Delight, so look out for him next season. Of course, he's headed towards the Breeders' Crown at the end of this season, but he will be in Sydney next season. Racing Queensland announcing some big Winter Carnival prize money upgrades. The Blacks of Fate goes up to $250,000. The Sunshine Sprint now at $100,000, and that gives it Group 1 status. As we know, the Oaks and Derby also at $100,000, and the Queensland Trotters Cup going up to $50,000. So that may be of interest to a number of Sydney trainers down there. One man that is headed our way during the carnival next month is Roy Roots Jr. from Newcastle. He's got a number of his stars going to the trials tonight, and he's got a new one arriving later this week from New Zealand, a two-year-old by the name of the Warrior. So he's a stable well worth keeping an eye on. Speaking of the Queensland Winter Carnival, our Uncle Sam was back at the trials last night at Bathurst. Pleasing trial, running second. He'll resume on Saturday night at Menangle in the Golden Mile, where he's drawn the outside of the front row. That's race 7, number 11. Maybe another horse for the Queensland Winter Carnival, judging by her effort yesterday, is Waz Firebug. This filly's been very impressive since coming over from New Zealand. 52.4 she clocked yesterday. She's won 4 from 5, so who knows? Connections may be looking at a Queensland Oaks campaign for Waz Firebug. Tim Butt arrives in Brisbane today. 8 horses in this first part of his trip. So he's got a number of runners going around later this weekend. Just an update on Let It Ride. He's done for the season. Of course, he failed last time out, so he's been shut down for the season, Let It Ride, which is really disappointing. He was the Blacks of Fate winner last year. Tough Monarch, the really good trotter for Ricky Alchin, probably only 2 weeks away from a trial, so he's coming along nicely. The ultimate aim for him is going to be the Inter-Dominion later this year. Last time out, he was third in the Group 1 Grand Prix behind Big Jack Hammer at Melton back in March. God's Spirit was at the trials yesterday, finishing just behind them. He was set up in that trial, so they're going to trial him again. They're going to try and teach him to sit in his races. He's a very good talent. He's won 5 from 7. Keep an eye out for War down at Melton this weekend. He goes around in race 1. He's getting set for the Breeders' Challenge, where Ignatius certainly looks like he's got a stranglehold on that 4-year-old division, but War down could be a worthy rival. So he goes around in race 1, drawn gate 10 Saturday night. And a couple of other horses to keep an eye out for over the next couple of days, just from a Queensland viewpoint with the Winter Carnival just around the corner. Let's Strike the Gold, who's engaged tonight at Bathurst. He's getting set for a Queensland campaign. And tomorrow night at Penrith, good little race between a couple of smart three-year-olds, Make Way and Leonidas. They go head-to-head. So looking forward to that clash tomorrow night at Penrith. Massive program this Saturday night at Menangle. 10 races. It's the Golden Mile, which is the feature. Our Uncle Sam returns there, the last start Group 1 Bohemia Crystal free-for-all winner. And we've got semi-finals for the 2-year-olds and also the 4-year-old mares for the Breeders' Challenge. So that's going to be a massive night coming through on Saturday night at Menangle. That's all the news for this Wednesday. Sean, Amanda Rando back on deck tomorrow, and I'll join you again next Wednesday morning.